can use an interception. They can use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Welcome inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf and NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, let's take a look now at the safety position, a position always of interest to the Eagles, and actually a pretty deep group of free agent safeties in this class. We'll start with a Pro Bowler, a former Oregon safety, Jairus Byrd from Buffalo. He's right here at 31.
It's a really good group, Bo, and they're all different. And you mentioned Byrd. And if we start with him, what his game is he's really a deep defender. And you can see the way he reads the quarterback here. He has a great feel for reading the quarterback, not being manipulated. See, one thing about deep safeties, really good quarterback, and of course this is a rookie quarterback in Geno Smith, but really good safeties, deep safeties, and Byrd's one of those guys. They're not often manipulated by quarterbacks. They understand route combinations. They understand where the ball might go before the snap of the ball. And we see that really well on this play with Byrd. And this is his game. He's better further from the line of scrimmage. He's really a single high safety or a two deep safety. That's his game. That's what he does really well.
All right, another former Pro Bowler at safety is TJ Ward, also an Oregon guy, played in Cleveland. And he is more of a box safety. He's a little bit more physical.
Yeah, and he's right here. And if you see TJ Ward right here, what you're going to see him do is he's going to fill in the run game. And he's one of those safeties that plays downhill with tenacity and aggression, and he gets on balance and he tackles. So Ward's game, not that he can't play in a two-deep shell. He's not really a single high safety. He can certainly play in a two-deep shell. But his game, as you see him right here on the end zone shot, is you'll notice how he reads this and he attacks downhill. Really good job. He's not accounted for in the run game because very often the eighth defender in the box is not accounted for in the run game. But TJ Ward, he brings a physical presence to your defense.
All right, another physical safety is a guy who made some waves this year, talking about changing his last name to Hittner, but Dante Whitner is a guy who does bring the wood.
Yeah, and he's another guy. Now, in this defense that he just played in San Francisco, he predominantly played strong safety, but they did interchange a bit, so he played both what you'd call strong safety and free safety. But he's right here, okay? And what you're going to see here is what he's really good at. Another player who plays downhill both in the run game and in the pass game really effectively. You can see him reading the route here, attacking downhill, and he'll hit. He's another tempo setter for a defense. And that's so important in today's NFL to have a tempo setter in the back end. We just saw what Seattle did in the Super Bowl with Cam Chancellor. Dante Whitner is theoretically that kind of player. He sets the tempo for the back end of your defense.
And so important in today's NFL to be able to do both at the safety position so that those guys can be a bit interchangeable.
And that you're so right, Bo. That's so critical. Whitner can do that. Most would say, and I would agree, that he's more strong, that he's better closer to the line of scrimmage. But he's shown the ability to play deep, not his strength, but he can do it. He does give you some versatility and flexibility.
All right, well, when you talk about those athletic coverage-based safeties, Malcolm Jenkins from New Orleans is one of those guys. He's able to make plays on the ball.
Yeah, and Malcolm Jenkins is a fascinating study because he can play a number of positions. He's a safety, yes, for sure. But if you remember, he came out of Ohio State as a corner, and he can also play over the slot when you play your sub-packages, nickel or dime. Now here, he's the deep player, and he does a terrific job of reading the throw here and making an interception. But Malcolm Jenkins provides a lot of versatility for a defense because he can play over the slot. And there are times he can line up outside as well, which he had done in New Orleans. So he's a very intriguing player because of the multiplicity of his skill set.
When you are looking for reliability from a safety, it's tough to do much better than Antoine Bethea in Indianapolis. Now, he's a little bit older. He's 30 years old, but he started all 123 games of his NFL career, and he fills the run as well as anybody.
Yeah, that's what I love about Bethea, and Bethea is right here. And I remember watching him this year, and I probably watched every Colts game on tape this year. And the thing that always stood out, and you see it right here, is how he fills. And there's an art to that, because if you show up too soon, then the blocking scheme can make adjustments and take care of you. He has a great feel for showing up in the box late. And you can even see it right here. He's sort of coming in, and he's not accounted for. And the great thing about Bethea, and we talked about this with T.J. Ward, is he's a very good tackler. He gets on balance. He sticks. He doesn't just throw his shoulder in. He's a very, very good tackler and a very smart, savvy football player.
And because he's a little bit older, did you see any drop in his play last year, or do you see him still playing at that high level?
I have to tell you, I thought he had a really good season. And it's funny because I thought he had an unbelievably good game when they beat Denver earlier in the season. Maybe one of the best games by a safety I'd seen on film this year. And there were many, obviously. But I think Bethea, to me, and again, whether a team wants to give him, you know, long-term deals, that's up to teams. But I don't think Bethea dropped off in his level of play this past season.
All right, well, let's talk about a guy who's been around the league a little bit, also versatile, also a good special teams player, James Ahedibo, who was in Baltimore last year.
Yeah, and James Ahedibo, to me, is a very good special teams player, as teams like to say, a core special teams player. He's more of a strong safety-type player. You see him right here. He's much closer to the line of scrimmage. This is really his game. He's not going to roam the deep middle and be effective doing that. He's going to be a factor in your run game. The one thing he's done very well in his career as a sub-package player is blitz. And he gives you that element in your defense. If you want to play six defensive backs, he can be almost like a linebacker safety and be up in the box and be a very effective blitzer. So he's an intriguing player. Ideally, not a guy you'd probably want to start and play 60 snaps, but he can help you a lot in your sub-packages and be a very good core special teams player.
All right, we move now to Kansas City. Kendrick Lewis, a guy you'll see here in the Braids. He started a lot this year. Tell me about Kendrick Lewis.
Yeah, Kendrick Lewis, you're going to see him right here in the run game. But Kendrick Lewis, to me, the more I watched him, I think he's more of a deep player. He's thin. He's light. He's a mover more than a hitter, even though you see him make a play against the run. I think Kendrick Lewis is a guy that you look at as a single high safety or a two-deep safety player. He's more of a deep player than a line of scrimmage player. But he's got pretty good movement. I think he's a very solid starting NFL safety.
All right, finally we move to Miami. Another versatile guy who can do both things.
Yeah.
Chris Clemens, not the former Eagles pass rusher. Chris Clemens, the safety from the Dolphins.
And he's right here. And he is another safety that I think that a lot of people may not know about this kid, Bo, but I think he's a very versatile player. You talked about safeties being interchangeable. I think he's one of those guys. I think you see him here playing downhill and making a tackle. He can do that. He can also play deep safety, which he played a lot in Miami. So I think he's one of those safeties. Maybe he's under the radar for a lot of people. Certainly not people in the league, but under the radar for fans. But I think Chris Clemens is maybe the most intriguing safety prospect in this free agent class because of his skill set and his age.
All right. Well, certainly a very deep and intriguing group of free agent safeties. Greg Cosell of NFL Films breaks them down for you right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.